Pasha's Mishpatim is a Pasha that obviously deals with Dinim Mamonis. The Tzura of the way it opens up is very strange. I mean, the Klal Gadol is in Tira that the beginning is a certain Klal Kuloi. I mean, the Goyin and Bracious, Darshans, tons of drushes, the everything's Merum is in the first Sukkim, the first word, first letter. We always say that the Rishis Zavla includes the rest. So the assumption is always that you start with something that includes in itself a klal for the whole. That's in Seichel's also like that. In Das Adam, you would normally start with, and when you start an opening statement, you're looking for something that's me'ein or it's koil everything. That's question. L'chura was starting with a very, very off to the side halacha. The pasuk of Ibn Ivri, is one sniff in a parish of Dinim Mamonis, which really should not be a beginning, chura. Especially here, we're talking about Ibn Ivri not stam. There are two parishes of Ibn Ivri. This is talking about Ibn Ivri that's nimkar in Bezdin. So you're talking about a very, very specific case of a particular instance. Logically, it doesn't have, it's wrong place. Bal Korchach, we do have to see over here that in some way, the Shroshim of Dinim Mamonis are included in this din, and that's why this is the Psicha. The din of Ibn Ivri is Bechlal, a very, very difficult halacha, because we don't find, you know, there are certain inyanim that are basic to Klal Yisrael. They're very, very intrinsic in a way that is inviolable. L'moshel, Yisrael afal pishichut. Yisrael who? Klal Yisrael cannot change themselves into non-Yisrael. No matter what Yisrael does, he cannot become non-Yisrael. We make three brachas every day. Shalosani Goy, Shalosani Evet, Shalosani Isha. Shalosani Goy, Shalosani Isha are inviolable. They're immutable. You can't change. Evet, Etzem, Yisrael cannot become Evet Knaini. But there is a Chalois Shem Abdus on him. I mean, the Torah could have called Evet Ivri Poyel is Shishanim. We could have found Betzim, he's really a Sachir, he's a Poyel, and yet the Torah calls him Evet. So of all the Inyanim that it's possible to have some change, in Avdus and Ben Chirin, you do have a change, which is something that is really very hard to understand. How does, in what Nekuda was Nifkin, say that the guy did Navera, the guy, I mean, Oizen Shishama, Avadai Velai Vadehem, it's a Musadika type of violation. But the change that happens to him is a fundamental change. I mean, he gets a Shem Evet of sorts, which is really a Pella. Also, we don't ever find that a person, Yisurim, should become Mutter to Yisrael. There is no status in Yisrael Apishachata, Yisrael who? The rules of the Yerovman, the Vot, is also the litmus, if he didn't want Shem Achroinim. There is no time, no matter how low a person falls, that Yisurim Amutter. In Evet Ivri, we're Mata and Yisurim Shifcha Knainis. Isra v'shifra knainis is mutla for Evet Ivri. I mean, in the pasuk kilu, it is kind of an excuse that the Bailam wants to get his money's worth at night also. But tachlis, where in the world, how in the world, I mean, it's din yater, it's a chukim, but if we have some avonia, to try to understand how does it change a din to be mata something which is arayas to us. And more than arayas, it's kedushas Yisrael. Yisrael navodim, in Evet is Amadim Lechamer. The reason why there's no Tfisa's Kedushin in the Evet Yisrael is because they're two separate Mohuyos. They're two separate identities, two separate essences. It's not possible, just like you can't breed Kelayim from two species that are completely different. There's no, in Akum and in Shifcha, there's no Tfisa's Kedushin for Yisrael. That's the din, that's how to categorize. So, and yet, there is a sort of heter to live with the shivcha for the Adon's sake. The Adon gives him a shivcha as an isha. It's a dove that could needs to be understood. Where's it coming from? Chazal also say a very famous medrash that Parshas HaTorah, the Matan Torah, is surrounded by Zion Lefonim, Zion Alachra. It's a guards around a central theme, a central nekuda. And the central nekuda is Torah, Matan Torah. Dine Mamim is afterwards Mishpatim, and beforehand you have Parshas Yisrael, which deals with the Yonim, which is an Inyan of Dine Mamim primarily. So you have Dine Mamim before Dine Mamim afterwards guarding the Torah. So we definitely understand that Dine Mamim is very important. And it's a very integral chelik of Torah. But in what sense exactly is it a guard for Torah? It's almost as if you're able to hold in the bulwarks at Dine Mamim, then the rest of Torah will be easier. I mean, it's not dafka. A lot of upright citizens keep Dine Mamim. I mean, they don't steal, they don't rob, and so on and so forth. And yet, they don't keep Yerodeach. You know, some people, Yerodeach is easier to keep in Chodesh Mishpat, and, Ruben in Gzela, but there are people that are Nizer. I mean, a Ben Noach is achieved to be Nizer in Dinin, and he does not have to keep Nizer in Torah. So, in what sense is Dine Mamim a Shmira for Dine Torah? So, we'll try to understand here in a fundamental nekuda in Nefesh Adam. The Goyen says in Mishlei, in a lot of places he says it in different ways, there are two main Yetzirahs. There is what he calls Zachar Koach and the Keva Koach. Specifically, he says in a place there are two types of women, bad women, that are spoken about in the Pasuk. One is called Isha Zara and one is called Isha Nachriya. Meaning, Nachriya means not a Bas Yisrael. Isha Zara means somebody else's. So he says there's a distinction between the two. He says, Umas, an Isha who's a Nachriya, who's Umas Olam, has no Shaykhis to Yisrael at all. She's not shayach to a Ben Yisrael. An Isha Zara, mitzar her essence, she could have been shayach to Yisrael, but there's something blocking someone else's kinyan. If her husband dies, she can be mutter to him. But she's only called Zara, she's not Nechriya. Nechar means like a lack of hecker. It's not at all of the same. If you stick a card into a machine that's not a credit card, it's not going to recognize. If it's someone else's, there's going to be a problem between your ID and its ID. But it's shaykh to the machine. The Goyen says there are two major classes of Yetzirahs. There's chemda and there's taiva. Taiva means the desire for physical pleasures. And chemda is what we would call greed, ambition, arrogance, and so on. So he says, the taiva, to us, both are bad. I mean, as many Musa Shmuzin has been said against taiva, has been said against kaiva. I mean, it depends to whom, but the halayfin, I don't think there's any way we would rank one better than the other. In some ways, it's called gvalev, taiva Hashem called gvalev. Ein anivu darim b'kif achas. There are plenty of chazal telling us the terrible aspects of gaiva. And in a lot of ways, the really, really terrible avarice, like avodah zarah and so on, were committed on the basis of gaiva and so on. The Yerov Menevot was an inyan of kavod and so on. Yet the Goyen says, chemda is an isha zara. Taiva is an isha nachriya. Taiva has no shaykhus to Chai Yisrael. Chemda, in many formats, it's not shaykh to Chai Yisrael, but it has a tzad of toiv that is shaykh to Chai Yisrael. Just to clarify, I mean, achila shtiya is also shaykh to Chai Yisrael. But the Taivas Achila doesn't have a Mokim in Klai Yisrael. Zivuk has a Mokim in Klai Yisrael, but the Taivas HaZivuk doesn't. That's what the Goyans decide. So what is it? I mean, as far as we're concerned, both are bears. One is Elias, one is Avodah Zarah. It's not to pick and choose which is better, which is worse. I mean, Chemda produces, Avodah Zarah produces Ritzicha. The first killing was done for I guess, Chemdas Hamamon, for better or for worse. Cain killed Hevel because he wanted the world, he was jealous. So, and it's hard for us to place exactly why is this a Shayach, because this is better, this is worse. Where are we coming from? Let's take a Gemara and understand it. The Gemara says, "Gadol hanema biyegia kapayim." Gadol hanema biyegia mireish shemayim, because and it says, "Ashrei ish yirei Hashem." The person yirei Hashem is ashrei ish, and whereas by it says yegia kapeches kisochal ashrecha v'toivlach. So you have besides ashrecha, it's toivlach. So yegia kapayim is two things, and Yirei Hashem is only one. And Chazal elaborate, the Gemara in Brachas, Chazal elaborate, and they say, Ashrech is an Olam Hazeh, and the common denominator of Yirei Shemayim and Yigia is that you have Olam Hazeh, but the Yigia has more, the Tevlach is Olam Haba. That's something that's extraordinary. I mean, the Yigia Kapayim, I could see the other way around. The Yigia Kapayim is Olam Hazeh also. Okay. But I mean, Yirei Shemayim, Shemayim and Yigia Kapayim both have Olam Hazeh, whatever that is. But the Yigia Kapayim has Olam Hazeh also. It's astounding. So Ramami Panu says that the Maral, this is similar, but both say something. But Ramami Panu says it more sharply. Ramami Panu says, we're talking about Yigias Kapayim in the world of Yirei Shemayim. There's a person who's a natural Yirei Shemayim, there's a person that has to work hard at it. So we're talking about the difference in somebody, but still the fact that one is Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and Becholeif in the Yigias Kapayim of physical work, and the Yigias Kapayim of the Yigias Kapayim of somebody who's Misal and Ruchnis, they're both called Yigias Kapayim. And the fact that the Pashta Pshat means somebody who works for a living, it's an extension in Ruchnias. And we have to understand the Yisoid Nishayrish of it. In a Shayrish of Adam, the Gemara gives two conflicting appraisals of what a person's, it's halachic appraisals, both of them on the Gel Halacha, of what a person's ritzinus are. One appraisal is Adam rotza bekav shelo yose mitnesha kav shel chavero. A person would rather have one kav of his than someone else's. That's a Gel Halacha, it's a question of selling off somebody's goods to save them, and we let it dwindle down to quite, a little in order, because it's an halachic assumption on a person's most basic kochos nefesh, that he'd rather have his than somebody else's, even if somebody else's is more. That's one. The second one is that it says if you want to be in the shachar, an eved owns nothing in the world. An eved has no, an eved has nothing that's his. He's mufti, not even children. There's a question, is it a schus for an eved to become a shukhar or not? Let's say somebody to be mezaki a shtar shukhar to him through somebody else. So it's a machlokis. And Jeremiah says that zilale, nichale, he'd rather have shfachos because they're very free and they're very available. Avdu befkeira nichale. An eved likes things that are hefker. So we have here an extraordinary stira kemat in Kleches and Nefesh. On the one hand, we say that a person wants something that's his and at a great loss. And the other place is a person wants things that are freely available, and I'd rather be... The question is, would you rather have a slice of bread and butter that you earned or be at a free kitchen for people? The chur is a stira in the Gemara. So the teretz is Yachinami. The stira defines itself. On every balchai, basic basic instinct is to take. In other words, it is trying to survive. Every Baal Chai is built to take in. It derives pleasure from food, from drink, from air, from whatever conditions are best for it to flourish. So the basic motivation of every Baal Chai is to take. And the better conditions, a place that has good conditions for bacteria to grow, bacteria grow. A place that's very hard, a dry, very hot, a very cold surface, there are no pioneer bacteria that say, well, will Bedafka grow over here? They grow, a Baal Chai grows wherever it's convenient for him to grow. Where conditions are good, he's there. Where conditions are not good, he goes someplace else. That is the most inborn physical teva of the world, to be a makabel. It's like that because everything in the Bria was a makabel. Everything in the Bria received its very metzias from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, its own existence is kol kulei makabel. And b'meila, that's what he is. Adam is the only one that is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, it has nothing from the world except for the fact that the world is an expression of a likus. The world is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed, was megala, what brought into existence, the nachas ruach of this world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. What we can term is the word nachas ruach, is not what he gets from the world, but what he brings out from the world. So just like it's what he expresses through this world. So lamashal, let's take a simple example. There are two types of people who live in a house. One person wants a place that's nice and cool and pleasant and easy and whatever it is. He moves into the house, it's great, it's fantastic. He gets a lot of pleasure from the house. An architect builds a house because he wants to express a certain idea. He wants to express a certain convey feeling, bring out certain klichas in himself. So that is dugmas kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. Adam, because Adam is b'tzelem elokim, Adam has a need to bring out in the Bria, to express in the Bria, and to express his self through the Bria. That's in as much as Adam is b'tzelem elokim. So we have a profoundly basic ischalkos in kriyas nefesh. On an eved, the psychology of an eved is if you ask me, would you like to live in a place where it's free breakfast, free lunch, free supper? Of course. I mean, where it's an open bar, of course. That's what I want to take, and whatever it's possible to take easier and more, that's where I am. With less effort, fantastic. That is the basic of mentality and psychology of an eved. He wants a hafka from any type of sense of production. He's not interested in producing, he's interested in consuming. Adam, Tzuras Adam wants bekav shaloi. What's the use of 1,000 houses if I haven't been able to express my sense of house, if I haven't been able to bring that out? So Tzuras Adam, it mimics HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzelem Elokim, and more than anything else, he wants to express himself out of it. Through it. So therefore, the rule that's the guiding principle in psychology of Tzuras Adam is Adam Reitzo Bekav Shaloi. That's what Chazal meant. Godol Hanene Migia Kapov. Yirei Shemayim means a person has a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sense of Ruchnius that's impressed upon the person. Listen, Yirei Shemayim says, boy, this world's got a boss, it's got rules, I got to be very careful. It is something that I'm wary of what's above me and beyond me. That's fine. That's Yirei Shemayim. Yigia Kachayim is where a person wants, he is producing in the world. And again, same thing we're talking about Ruchnius. It's Ruchnius to Ruchnius. But it's a whole different measure of, it's not the Olam Haba that I'm receiving, but it's the Olam Haba that I'm building. Olam Haba is the world where Olam Haza, in Olam Haza, a person doesn't really accomplish anything. In Olam Haba is where the things that he's accomplished, that's where they are. Olam Haza, what we seem to see is just what we get. We don't see what we gave. We don't see what we accomplished. The when the person's hana comes not from what he receives, but from what he did, that's a ben olam haba. Those tchunis are nefesh ashayach to olam haba. So and that is in the broad picture of keches hanefesh dara adam versus keches hanefesh dara b'chayim, and the difference between the surah of Yisrael and the surah of Akum. To some degree, obviously everybody has a sheet of Tzuras Adam, has it also, but by Yisrael it's more pronounced. That's what the Goyen meant, the difference between Chemda and Taiva. Taiva is just a desire to have. Chemda is the desire to accomplish. It could be terribly misled. In other words, the person can kill people in order to become great and mighty, but of course it's a terrible corruption, it's a terrible ra, but at least it comes from the koyach hanefesh. So there is a perspective. Who is greater, a placid cow who never hurt a soul in her life, Or Napoleon or Caesar or Alexander who fought the world and killed people and so on? Well, if you're talking about pure ra, they were ra, you know, they killed and everything. But the gilui of certain kochos and nefesh of Adam, you do see it. When a person has ambition that drives beyond what his needs are, there is a certain nitzitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like everything else, it could be made into horrendous ra. But it's higher. It's a higher dagger than that. I was recently was talking to two people together. One was Yisrael, and one was not a Ben Yisrael. And both had were retired. The person who was not a Ben Yisrael basically just was living a good life and said, "I enjoy myself. It's just important to enjoy yourself." The other person spent a half hour telling me about all the wonderful things that he's enjoying and how he's accomplished it all and how he's gotten it all and how his chacham has done and so on and so forth. I mean, Midas Tovus wasn't either one of the two. I'm not also limud. But it's interesting to me, what's the pshat? If a person likes chocolate ice cream, he doesn't need to tell anybody that he likes it. He sits and eats it. The other person wasn't enjoying himself. He needed to explain Kaval Amva Eda that I'm successful. I accomplished this. It was my chachma. It was my work. It was my this. It was my that. And certainly in the area, the tzura of it all was very, very not the fachas, there was a nitzutz there. The person needed to make a statement of accomplishment. It wasn't just there to enjoy. The first person she won a lottery ticket, she would have been happiest. That would be the end of it. The other guy would have had to explain to me how smart he was to buy a particular lottery ticket, because that's really what he wanted to say. That's the difference in those two tchunas hanefesh. Dinei mamonis, bishrosham of the yisoidam, is a gilui in this world of yegia kapayim. All of Dinei Mamonis is built on the Yisoid V'sheirish of Yegia Kapecha Kisichal. And that's why there's the sense of mine, the sense of his. If a person has millions of dollars, more than he could ever consume, and someone steals 1,000 of it, So if the pshat is, I'm just worried about my consumption, so once I reach past that point, what do I care? I mean, unless it's a gzeira, someone else will come steal, or he'll come steal. But tachlis, it shouldn't bother me. I'm never going to be able to eat that money. What's the difference? If what's driving me is the sense of what I've accomplished, then you're taking a piece of me away. What's the difference if I can use it or not? It's just like if a person wrote 1,000,000 poems and somebody takes the poem, plagiarizes it, and says it's his. I mean, it's been published already. I've got the money for it, and that's it. But in the kliyos and nefesh of chemda, it's a begiyah in it, and it's rightfully so. So the musig, the shirish of dinei mammon is the physical gilui of this concept of mine, of accomplishment in this world. It's just like we all of Torah has different level of giluyim. It's like says in Chazal that Malchus de Aras came Malchus de Rekia, Malchus de Rekia came Malchus de Ara, that the world in its physical sense is kind of a micro version of the Olam in its full macro version. So Kochos HaNefesh are also like that. Dine, the whole tchum of Dine Mamas, the whole sweep of the sense of Vilas and mine and yours and his, those are all in Yanim that are a reflection of this tchum. So in the world of Taiva, we have no reflection of anything. In enjoying things is not a reflection of anything. The sense of Bailus is a reflection of this Nekuda of Adam Reitz Bekav Shaloi, of the fact that the person of Tzalm Lakim, of Yigia Kapayim, and so on. So the Yisrael and Shirish of Taira is the sense that a person needs. If a person is not one diagram of Torah of Shemiras Mitzvahs is a happy person. Kadosh Baruch will give punishments this world, the world to come. He'll give you pleasures. That's one diagram. That's called Yirat Shemayim. Yirat Shemayim in its full sense means I am in awe of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do and has and doesn't allow me to do. So the gedarim of Tov and Ra are imposed on me. They come from the Koyches HaNefesh of mine of enjoying. In other words, I would like to enjoy. I would like to not have pain. There is more than pain and pleasure physical. There's ruchnias, and those are imposed on me, and I do what I need to enjoy. And so just like a person who refrains from eating is something not healthy because he doesn't want a heart attack. So it's not the pshat that the person has a derech. The diet is as a hero from things that are going to share him. But it's not as if he's accomplishing something positive. So that's the Koyches HaNefesh of Yirat Shemayim, of Yirei Hashem. But then there's a Koyches HaNefesh in a person that a person wants to be doimed to a boirei. It says, Chazal say, B'yakov, Yosef Gavadi, Makadosh Baruch Hu boirei lamais, so tu tzedikim aborei olamas. A person wants to create, a person wants to accomplish, a person wants to bring out the Kav Shalai. That is the pneumistic drive of the higher order. And that's why a person has. So Dine Mamanis are the area in this world that we have a reflection of that pneumis. So the guard of Torah, so to speak, what he calls the Zion, the Fuzna Achrav, is Dine Mamanis. From Dine Mamanis, a person gets a sense of Adam Reitz Bekav Shaloi. All of Dine Mamanis is built on this Yisoid, and B'meila, it's a Shmira for Torah. From the impressions and the feedbacks we get from Dine Mamanis, we deher the pnimius of Torah. That's why Avdus, Eved is a Bria, that his whole Metzias is not shayach to this world of Adam Reitz Bekav Shaloi. He doesn't have a Kav Shaloi. An Eved is a being that is Mufka. So it's interesting how different our concept of Avdus is different from the concept of Avdus that the world has. When you ask a person, what's the Rachmanis of an Eved? And say, well, it's a terrible pity, but I have nothing. They sleep in the fields, they have just a loincloth, and they don't have any of the enjoyments that we enjoy. That's the Tzara of Avdus. That's the terrible, terrible Tzara of Avdus. And our answer is no. The Tzara of Avdus is that they can't work. I mean, they can toil, they can slave, but they can't accomplish. It's not that they can't consume, it's that they can't produce. They're not producing it because Eved. They're producing for the Odin. They don't have the Kav Shaloi. They can live in a palace, but it's not their palace. They can have a $1,000 suit, but it's not their suit. They didn't work it, they didn't earn it, and it's not an expression of themselves. That's the tragedy of Avdus. That's the inhumanity of Avdus. It's extraordinary opposite of the shallow observation of it. That's what an Eved is. Klal Yisrael cannot become Akum. Yisrael, there's no such thing as Yisrael. But a taste of Avdus is Shayach to it. Specifically, the Aveira is Gneva, not Nazik. There's one of the Shayach that we ask is, we don't spend. One way of an Eved Knaini is Nimka B'Gnevosai. Why isn't he Nimka for Mazik? Same case, I damage somebody's field, I don't have money to pay for it, so let me work and pay for it. Why is it that only by Gneva do you find it? Is Gneva worse than Aveira to Mazik? You're right, he was Nana from it, but B'chaloifin. The Teretz is Gneva in a certain sense of all the Aveiras. If somebody's Gneva is the primary Aveira because it's mafkia, the concept of Adam writes to Bekav Shaloi, Yais and Tisha Shachaveri. That is where we strike in the concept. I want to add a remez here, and it's one of these things that it's a spark of remez that sometimes you're aimed on dvarim nifloim that Chazal under the surface had. 10 always is a number very frequent in Torah, and B'derekhal, anyone who's going to open up any sefer knows 10 falls very well in with spheres. The spheres are divided into, spheres are all of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's drachim and hashpos in the Bria. And there are 9 of those. The last of it is called Malchus, which is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon the Bria, but what the Bria produces as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed it. In other words, when I take a field, I plow it, I seed it, I water it, I weed it, and those are all direct activities I do. The product that grows, that's equivalent to what we would call Malchus. Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi Yis Imitation means, of the 9 things that are the 9 kaychas of hashpah that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, a person wants the 10th that he's produced. Production is a much deeper human drive than consumption. That's specifically it's 9 to 1. That is under Chazal. You scratch Chazal's surface, there's olamis under it. So that's why the side of Dinei Mamonos is given dafka with an Eved that's Nimka B'Gnevosai. That's the Pasha. And in Gneva, he usurped the Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi. So there's a Chaloi Shem Avdus on him. He's called an Eved Ivri. And the thing that we're matted to him, the thing that we are specifically makel on, and that the Torah was matted to him, is Shifra Knainis. In other words, every single person's the basic drive of Adam Reitzev Kav Shaloi is I want my wife. She's miyuchedously, she's mekudeshously. In the sense of bailus, there's bailus mammon and bailus of ishus. Those are the 2 most profound areas. Kina is shayach to mammonis, kina is shayach to ishus. Those are the most profound sense of yichud and belonging to me and so on. A person who is pregim in that chelek becomes nifkam. So we say, no, you belong to zilalei, nichalei, you have a taste of avda befir nichalei, that it's efkiris and so on. That is the reason why the parasha starts with it, and that's why it kind of sets the tone for Dinei Mamonos. I mean, Baruch Hashem, In terms of gnaving, that's not the thrust of these inyanim that would point to speak about. But mistapik b'muot. In other words, the Ra'al says, he when he speaks, he has a nasiv called nasiv ha'asher. It's very interesting. Now, Nisiv HaZolam speaks about Midas, and many of them are Nisiv HaVoida, Nisiv HaTaira, Nisiv Gemilas Chasodim, Nisiv HaDin, and Nisiv HaDin. All of those Kemat are different sections that deal with what we call Midas. Nisiv HaOisher is very strange. What do you mean? I mean, we're dealing with wealth. I mean, call it Nisiv HaKina, call it Nisiv. In the Siva Esha, he speaks a lot about Samech Bechalkoi, Mistapik, Bemuot, Samech Bechalkoi. That's the framework that he's speaking about. Ashiras is a very important midah. In other words, a person is put into this world with greed. Greed is really what we want to do. Ramchal says that when he tries to put to lie people's tainus, you come to a person and say, you know, you could be so much more in ruchnias. And the person rolls his eyes and everyone says, you know, I'm a simple yid, it's fine, I'm a mistapik b'muad. So Ramchal says, Mesos Hashara, he says, I don't understand something. With your house, you're mistapik b'muad. With your car, you're mistapik b'muad. There's nothing that you're mistapik b'muad in. So why are you in ruchnias all of a sudden? You say, no, it's good enough for me. You are lying. You're not true to yourself. Ambition is the yisrael of Adam. A person without ambition is dead. That is apathy. Is a person who's gone. When a person has no more drives, he's dead. So a person does have it. So Ashiras is very much something that is a most basic tunis and nefesh. The big challenge is, instead of Ashiras becoming the how much have I consumed, it should be how much have I produced. Yigia kapayim kiseichal, and even on a physical level, it's true. It is a very, very noble human tchuna. When a person says matanas yichya, when a person wants very much to live by what he produced in the world, that is a reflection of a higher tchunas hanefesh, and it's a reflection of an in ruchnius. When a person is jealous, let's say somebody else is bigger about kishrin, somebody else has more opportunities. So a person who is in ruchnius is jealous, but if a person is able to tell himself, it's not what is to be had, but how much of myself have I produced? Then he's not conflicting with somebody else. In a person who's a consumer person, so whatever there is in the world to consume should be his. And in the case I'm not, he's a big, this person is a tremendous goyin, why am I not a big goyin? Well, that's not a shayla. The question is, how much goyinus do you have in yourself? How much goyinus can you produce? The question is not how much goyinus is there to be had. The question is how much goyinus can you produce? How much tzitzkis, whatever it is. The most midah yesoidus in the Torah is yigias kapayim. That a person understand his self is, his self and his realization of self is not what he's acquired, but what he's produced. And therefore, he has to look from inside out. The Maharal says, when he speaks in the Siv HaOisher, he says that the reason why he's a bit Olam Haba, it says in Olam Haba, there's no Achila, there's no Shtia, Tzadikim Yoshvim, Vatzim Ber Shehem, V'nenim Yziv HaShchina. So he says, this world is a world of consumption. Achila and Shtia, no person in this world is self-sufficient. Every single person has to bring oxygen to himself, water to himself, and food to himself. So every person is b'etzem a chaser, and he's living off the world around. He is consuming. That's a metzias adam. Nobody lives from himself. In Olam Haba, a person is no longer in need. What's keeping him is the atara bereishai. It's the ziv that he's produced that connects to the shechina. So therefore, the world of yigia kapayims is the world that shayach olam haba. The tchuna yigia kapayim is shayach olam haba. And when a person develops himself without focus, so everything transforms. His approach to mamonis, his approach to other people. A person's competing with someone else for a job, and min hashamayim, he didn't get it. So then it doesn't belong to me. That's not, I'm not looking for what I can have. I'm looking for what I can do. in Mammonis, a person makes a cheshm of himself, not can I get it? The question is this really produced? A person needs to feel that he's done something. The Chazal are full, even making money, sometimes a business where a person works hard, produces something of value, accomplishes something of value, and that's his Ma'aseh Yadayim. There's sometimes where a person's, where basically his money was made off air. A person should have a netiyah nafshis that if he's in the world of business, Chazal say, ma'am nascha, ma'am lachtecha. What do you do? What do you accomplish? They weren't trying to trade business cards. They're trying to ask, if some people, one in a million in this world, their accomplishment is he teaches Torah. But every single person has accomplished in this world. I'm a cipher. I'm a farmer. I'm a this. I'm a that. Every single person has what he produces in this world. So in Mammonis, it becomes a tremendous yesod in keeping a person away from Ra. And more than that, to give him a sipuk. It is correct to enjoy your earnings. On the lowest level, there is Yigiyah Sipuk Yisrael. But that means it has to be kosher all the way. It has to be something where you really, it's yours. You were Oymed Ben Yisrael and it's called Kula yours. It didn't take somebody else's. And on a much higher dagger, on the whole world of Ruchnius, It means the person's focus is not, he has this, he has this, he has this, I want this. Well, that's not the game at all. The game is, what do you have in yourself to bring out? And when a person builds that tchunas ha-nefesh, it's a shvechon olam hazeh, and more than it's toivlach olam haba. And I like to paraphrase the word toivlach. It says, the Tanya says, tarik v'ra loy, rosha v'toiv loy. Tzayvlach means the good that you have in Olam Haba is all yours. That's like the Maral says. Ashrecha b'tzayvlach means Ashrecha is a mid in this world, and Tzayvlach is a mid in the world to come. It means the Tzayv that a person has, Lasid Lavoi, can only be of his. The Tzayv has to be of Loi.
I might have heard it once. I remember vaguely. It might be something else, but I don't mean that.